Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are our two websites. I am your honored host. I am your tired host. Also,
bingo.
I have been through a lot of information, and the conclusion I've come to is I know less now than I did when I started. That's the conclusion I've come to. I've talked to a lot of people. We'll get into this, obviously. If you may have a lot on your mind, you're free to call and express your opinion about anything. 844-769-2944. It's a great show on Friday. Had a lot of callers really
pumped up. Yeah,
yeah,
pumped,
really,
pumped
really
up
made
everybody.
Yeah, really, you know, raise our spirits and see what you guys mm-hmm. think. 844-769-2944. We're going to go over the news. And Uncle Kevin is here. The guest, second hour, this is a request from one of our networks. One of our networks wanted to have Jane Orion on. You know, some truth. Let's wade through the disinformation, the lies, the speculation, the rumors, the whatever, false information about COVID. Jane Orion, one of the best on the subject. We're glad to have her on. And she's a request of one of the stations up in Washington State. So we're very glad to accommodate and glad to have her on. We have her on before.
It's
great, great to have her on again. So stick mm-hmm. around for that. I'm sure it'll be very good. And for everybody up in Washington listening, there you go.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah, hello. I got a cousin up there.
Oh, good.
Who, you know, heard me on the radio, but she's a Biden supporter. She doesn't listen very much.
Yeah. Let her stay up there.
I got... Let's just move on from that. I mean, we all have our crosses to bear, don't we, ladies
yeah,
and gentlemen?
Yeah, absolutely.
And Uncle Kevin, good morning.
And move on.
Yeah, move
let's
on.
Just move on.
Good morning, Uncle Kevin.
Good morning, Dan. It's great to be here and another great day in America.
Yes, it is. Another great day in America. Let's get to the news. The now, one thing that is true.
Mm-hmm. Is the time is getting short.
Well, I don't know if I could go into that. That Trump signed an executive order. Right after the election, about a week or so after the election. The title of it is Executive Order on Addressing the Threat from Securities Investments that Finance Communist Chinese Military Companies. This all had all to do with, you know, a lot of these companies on stock exchange. How many of them? I don't know. Obviously significant. They're getting investment from your pensions. I mean, you're in the teachers
yes.
union. Your pension. Is now funding these companies, and the money is funded back to the Communist Chinese Party to build their military. I mean, this is how insane this is.
Mm-hmm. And you'll wake up one day, and your pension will be gone.
And he signed the executive order that, no more of that. We identify you. I mean, it's a little vague. I'm not sure quite the procedure, but basically, we're stopping that.
That's great. That's great, because if Biden gets in, you ain't going to have no pensions no more, you know?
Well, I don't know. We'll see. I mean, that's what they've said. That's what they planned.
That's what they planned. Yeah, the Great Reset.
That's what
they
said. They
want to take all our money.
Denmark introducing COVID vaccine passport.
Yeah, expected.
That's a bad expectation.
Well, they've been telling us for a long time that they're going to do it. So here's the first one.
Denmark, well, I think it's the first. Denmark is the latest country to announce that it is rolling out COVID passport to allow all those who have taken the vaccine to engage in society without any restrictions. Okay, that line. Okay, I want to, I'm marking this with my pen. I'm circling it. If you remember nothing from today's broadcast, remember this line.
Okay.
To allow those who have taken the vaccine to engage in society without any restrictions. And you can take out vaccine here and you can put anything. Those who have the correct ideas, those who
That's
have
right.
renounced the Bible stance on XYZ, put
yeah.
it in. Those who believe XYZ, you can put mm-hmm. anything you want in here.
28 genders.
You can put anything you want in here in this sentence. Allow those who blank, who believe blank, who
yes.
don't believe blank, to engage in society without any restrictions. What is that called? That's called social credit.
That is.
Where have you heard that before? Only about a zillion times on this show and many other shows.
Mm-hmm.
And it originates and has sparked and grown and blossomed and developed in China.
China.
Who is getting money through our stock markets to fund their military, which is not cool
not
at all.
Not good at all.
Reuters notes that the immunity passport is being developed by the Danish government. Quote, it is expected that there may be requirements from other countries to present vaccine documentation upon entry. A Danish vaccine passport can be used here. Further reports that the immunity document. See how they change the names of these things?
Yeah.
Immunity to what?
To what? Life?
Humanity?
Yeah.
Divinity?
It's not good.
Immune from divinity?
I mean, I hear they're dropping like flies all around the world.
My aunt, your sister.
Yeah.
Works in a nursing home.
Oh, yeah. She told me that the other night. Yeah.
One person, people were very skeptical. A couple people got the vaccine. Two people got the vaccine. Two of the workers. One of them almost immediately was in the hospital with seizures.
Yes.
And the rest of them says, oh, we're not getting that. No, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Thanks, but no thanks. Yeah.
And that poor lady got the seizures. She had, her sacrifice was not in vain because now nobody's there going to get it.
Nobody's going to get it. And at least my sister, she was smart enough to say, I ain't even going near that thing.
Well, the reason she is that way is because why?
Because she took one about 20 years ago and she got spinal meningitis.
And she was working at home, and the doctor, she said, this vaccine gave me spinal meningitis. Oh, that's impossible.
No.
Did you go out and crap? No. Did you go? No.
Were you around kids?
No.
Yeah.
Were you that? No.
It couldn't.
Were you, no.
It couldn't
we,
have been. It couldn't.
You, what, we, but, yeah. No. No.
Couldn't have been it. Couldn't have been it.
What couldn't have been it?
And then she said,
yes, it
basically,
is.
You're a dumbass, Doc.
Yeah, you're retarded.
Yeah.
I'm never getting a vaccine again.
Yeah, and she never did. Thank God.
A vaccine passport is the way for us to put restrictions behind us and travel by air much more. Oh, my gosh. You got to think of the mental, so much of this is propaganda, not propaganda, but mind control.
Oh, yeah, mind control.
Think of how they're saying this now. Restriction is not having a vaccine. Freedom is having it. Think of the subtle mind control in these words, the way they say it, ladies and gentlemen. It's not coincidence.
Well, Dr. Gregory Michael, he doesn't have to worry about freedom anymore. A Miami.
Is that the doctor in Florida? Yeah. Go ahead. Tell that story. Go ahead. Rest in peace. Go ahead.
A Miami doctor has died 2 weeks after receiving the first dose of the Pfizer biotech. His wife said in her mind, his death was 100% linked to vaccines.
There conspiracy. Speculation.
Yeah. There was no other explanation, she said. He was in very good health. What's more, the doctor started to experience unusual symptoms 3 days after the vaccination. Small spots began to appear on Gregory's feet and hand.
Is his death going to be characterized as COVID death?
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah.
Why am I laughing about this poor guy dying?
Yeah, well,
there's another COVID death. Chalk it up. See, that's how you get the 300,000, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, and maybe I can get his freedom pass so I don't have to take the COVID.
We should send it to Alex.
Yeah, yeah.
You remember Alex was calling about going to Europe or somewhere?
Yeah.
I don't remember where. I didn't even ask him what country, but I assume it was Europe. But one thing I did find out, Alex, if you're listening, is some countries are giving exemptions to seniors, quote unquote seniors.
Oh, okay, good.
So you may want to check that out. But, especially if you're going for a long time, you go for a month to go visit your family, it might change in that month.
Yeah.
I mean, they you have no idea. I don't know.
Or call up Dr. Gregory. Huh? He's got a freedom pass.
That's cold.
That is cold. But I'm sick of the whole thing right now. I'm just
I agree.
Screw them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am. Let's move on.
You're dumb enough to take a vaccine. You get what you deserve.
Well, that's a bad attitude.
Well, I'm pissed.
Well, I know.
I can't help it.
Well, there's a lot of things deserve and get. I mean, what does life have to do about deserve? I mean, we're seeing that.
Dessert? What do you want? What are we having for dessert?
Deserve. I would like a dessert right now.
Yeah, me too.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's hard to get in front, because for the first time being on the show, even at the beginning when I was such a stumbling over my words, I never felt this, it's a different type of uncomfortable. I have a different type of uncomfortable. People call me all weekend looking for answers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any. I don't even have ideas. I usually have ideas. I'm usually fairly good about looking at the news and kind of mm-hmm. reading the tea leaves and seeing and kind of reading between the lines.
Making an educated guess.
Right. And saying, you know, this is propaganda. This is what they're doing this. This mm-hmm. is why that, you know, and I can kind of, I'm fairly good at it. I don't know what the, I don't
I ain't
know
got
what,
a clue.
I don't know what's, I don't know what to tell you with any certainty.
Yeah, I ain't got
honestly.
A clue.
Delta passenger reportedly kicked off flight for, quote, private conversation about supporting Trump.
It's private.
I don't know what to say about this. This, put that together with, okay, Trump, Powell, Flynn, all banned from Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Trump lifetime ban.
Lifetime.
Lifetime. The, his golf course.
Mar-a-Lago?
No, I don't remember the name. It's supposed to host the 2022 PGA Championship, which is one of the four majors.
Gone.
They voted, PGA voted, that we're not going to go to his golf course.
That's right.
Because he told everybody to go to the Capitol and let the congressman know how you feel.
Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that.
Are you kidding me?
Well,
just add Jack Dorsey says different. CEO of Twitter. Jack Dorsey thinks different. Pelosi plans to give Pence 24 hours to remove Trump by 25th Amendment before impeachment. Now, there's reports, Alex, you know, I don't know what, look, you came in this morning,
mm-hmm.
when I say you, I mean Uncle Kevin, tell me, I don't listen to Alex hardly ever. Mm-hmm. I did listen to a little this weekend, because I listen to a lot of people.
Yeah.
Joyce had a certain opinion about Alex, let me just say it that. And so that kind of has been
carried over.
Glass my view on the framed my view on the situation.
Yeah.
He claims that Trump is running around kind of incoherent and sick and sick.
Yeah.
And that basically we're done. Biden's about to get in.
Right.
I mean, that's what he's saying.
Yes, that's basically what he's saying.
Okay.
You know,
I don't know.
I don't know either.
If Trump is running around like that, that means he is drugged.
Drugged, absolutely.
Trump is not a bumbling idiot.
Trump is, like, amazing. So if he's like that, somebody slipped him a Mickey or something.
In protecting, here's what Nancy has to say. Because
that might fit in with the 25th Amendment,
right.
too, you know?
In protecting our Constitution and our democracy, we will act with urgency because this president represents an imminent threat to both. As the days go by, the horror of the ongoing assault on our democracy perpetrated by this president is intensified, and so is the immediate need for action. Okay, again, what I tell you about George Bush, everything she just said is true in the context of about her.
Yes.
And about what they're doing.
Yes. Everything.
That's how they do it.
Everything.
It's transference, it's projection,
mm-hmm.
it's a mental disorder, and it's also mind control.
Totally mind control.
So it's all the above.
All the above.
Pelosi told 60 Minutes she prefers a 25th Amendment to impeachment.
Well, you know.
Of course she does.
Yeah, of course. Simpler.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have some ideas, what do you
think?
I mean, there's so much information, so many ideas. I want to get your feelings.
Yes.
844-769-2944. 844-769-2944.
Mm-hmm.
I know, you know, call.
Yeah.
And let's have this discussion on air. And let's kind of try to root this out. UK government may only let people out once a week.
That's all.
They're debating this now.
India is still locked down. Remember I told you I was having my computer problems, and I'm talking to the people in India to fix my computer?
Dots, not feathers, yeah.
Yeah. They've been locked down for almost a year. They can only go out on certain to get, you know, food. Doctors, when they go outside, they have to wear a mask, and they gotta get permission to do it.
The British government has reportedly discussed upping COVID restrictions even further by only allowing people to leave their homes once a week. It's worse than that. That the one cop was bragging, somebody was in their car. What are you doing over there? You sneezing over there?
I'm sneezing.
So, you all right?
Yeah.
Somebody was in their car eating a gyro, kind of like a Greek thing. And, the cop gave him a ticket for being in his car. You all right? You want to go get some water? Take your thing off before you rip it out. Uncle Kevin, maybe he got drugged. Maybe Uncle Kevin got drugged. Uncle Kevin's about to have a sneezing fit over here. Woo. He's going to go get some water. They're talking, somebody was eating a Euro sandwich in their car all alone. The cop gave them a ticket. And they're bragging about this. Anyway, let me read a little bit about more of that at the show. Vaccine Minister Nadeem Zahawi. Such a British name, isn't it? Nadeem Zahawi. Nadeem Zahawi. Yes, that was sarcasm, ladies and gentlemen. He says, we're reviewing all the restrictions. I am worried about supermarkets and people actually wearing masks and following the one-way system and making sure when it's at capacity, they wait outside the supermarket. I'm worried about some of the pictures I've seen of social interactions in parks. If you have to exercise, you can go out for exercise only. They don't want you to be able to. They're discussing that you go to the supermarket. You can't even talk to anybody else in the supermarket. I mean, this is Handmaid's Tale. You ever seen that show with they got the nun, half nun looking outfit with the red on and the, we got a caller. Chad in North, is it North Carolina, Tom? Chad in North Carolina, you're live on the air. Welcome to the Power Hour.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Loud and clear. Thank you for joining us.
All right. I'm sorry. I was flipping back and forth between websites, and I heard you say to call in with to have a discussion. What exactly was the subject that you were?
Well, I'm glad you called to find out. I'm trying to make sense of all. No, it's fine, Chad. I'm trying to make sense of all the information. I mean, I'm hearing gobs of information, even publicly on the internet, obviously, but contacts tell me. Conflicting information, desperate. All over. What's going through your mind? What's important to you right now? Anything that's on your mind right now and you want to talk about this, let's talk about it. That's why.
Yeah, it's what is real and what is fabricated to me because I did go to D.C. We went to the event where Trump and other speakers were at, and I couldn't actually give you a guess. I'm not very good at guessing numbers, but it was just a huge number of people that they went all the way from the Ellipse all the way over the hill of the monument. Huge pieces, 52 acres, I believe.
Wow.
And it was a sea of people. You could still mill around in there, but, you go running, you're going to run into somebody. And I saw all kinds of flags, Trump flags, don't tread on me flags, OAN flags. Another thing nobody's mentioned is, and I think that this should be brought to people's attention, at the Capitol, all up and down the streets as you're making your way there were these Chinese people. And they were holding out petitions for you to sign to end the Chinese Communist Party. And I even saw little cars with signs on them saying end the CCP going up and down the road. And they even came out to the event to go around the crowd to try to get people to sign it. And so I felt bad for them because it's like, okay, these people hate their own form of government. And here we are, we got to have a discussion about who's telling the truth here in this country because it had to have been at least a couple hundred thousand or more people were there. And I knew at 1 o'clock was when everybody was supposed to go down to the Capitol building. I didn't know what they were going to do when they got there, but I wanted to see it. However, the people that I was with, most of them were older and limited mobility, and we did not know where there was a restroom, so we actually started to head back down the road towards the Capitol before Trump even got done speaking. We heard bits and pieces of it. It was, very motivational speech. He said that, we're not going to let them steal this election. He may have said, what I could make out, he said something about, we got to, fight. Something to that effect. Well, anybody who's ever been to a political event, and I've been around in my whole life, knows that's a figure of speech. It doesn't mean you're literally going down there to fight anybody. Because, anytime you mess with the police, they got the authority to crack down on you. So when we got down towards the corner where you could see from an angle the front of the building. I could see that there was already a huge number of people in front of the Capitol, and the rest of them were just streaming down from the event. And I heard Bullhorn, I think it was Alex Jones, there's video of him on his website. He told people to be peaceful. They all said, you know, yeah, we'll do that. He had set up a stage, and Trump was supposed to come down and speak. I wasn't aware of what was going to happen at that event. I just thought it was a show of numbers and support.
Let me interject. We only have a couple minutes before the break. What was your feeling being there? What was the energy like? What was it like being there at Washington around all those people?
It was very powerful. As I had a lot of different emotions. One was, you know, America really has woken up. And two, don't get too angry because, you know, I didn't know what might happen. It might be just like what happened. I believe it was a staged event to get people in trouble with law enforcement, and now the news media, like Dr. Stan always said, you know, the media is controlled. They blamed it on Trump and said he incited the whole thing. He never did any such thing. You know, you can't blame. That's like, you know, my brother goes and tells me, well, you need to go get some money, and I go rob a store and kill the clerk, and then I say, well, my brother told me to.
My brother told me to.
Yeah.
Yeah, my exactly. brother told me to rob it.
So,
yeah, makes perfect sense.
Anybody with common sense knows they're taking a risk if they go up there and try to tangle with the police. But there's video where they opened up the barriers. And,
yeah, we got about 15 seconds, Charles, or Chad, last thought is yours, buddy. Last thought, then we're coming to break.
Basically, it's like Dr. Stan said, he had a video, it was called, What Woke You Up, on YouTube, and you should watch that because he explains, a lot of how we've gotten to this point where the media is literally controlled to try to turn your, best senses
against you. Yeah. Thank you so much, Chad. God bless. You're listening to the Power Hour. More calls on the other side. Jane Orient in second hour. Dr. Jane Orient. Stay tuned.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
I've been taking the curcumin for so many years. I'm up there in age, and I don't have any aches or pain. I haven't taken aspirin or anything of that nature for so many years. If I get a little nagging and I feel maybe a headache's coming on, I'll take about 5 or 6 curcumin, and it's gone. Pain is inflammation. I have always found that if I just take 5 or 6 curcumin, it'll blow it away within 15 minutes.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Now more than ever, we need your support. Jay's standing by to take your call. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat your Manna food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Great specials over at the Power Mall. The Happy Bodies Detox Cocktail. There's two causes of disease. We've had some of the greatest medical minds here tell you that. Dr. Group, Dr. Sherry Rogers, Robert Redfern basically said that. Many other people that we've had on. Two causes. Too much toxicity and nutrient deficiency. That's it. That's really the cause of disease. So how are you detoxing? The detox cocktail that Sherry Rogers came up is fantastic. It's simple to take. I like it. It actually tastes good. It's got a little kind of a, I don't know almost like a citrus, nuts. That's kind of right. You just try it. You'll like it. It's very good and very easy and very powerful. The Happy Bodies Detox Cocktail and the Phosphatidylcholine are on sale. The Phosphatidylcholine you have to have for your cells. I told a story last week about my aunt. Came down with quote unquote COVID, whatever that is or isn't. That's hard to say. She was sick. That's why I know. Here's what I learned from this. And this is no sales pitch. This is the honest to God fact. You must have what you need for that moment before that moment. Period. Exclamation point. Exclamation point. Chances are pretty good. My aunt would have been ran down the road with the doctor, been in the hospital, down the road to the ventilator if it wasn't for Power Mall products. It's pretty, I'm not going to say for certain. It's a pretty good bet. Over 50%. I can pretty much tell you that's where it would have been. She had some with her. My cousin tried everything, she was in bad shape. And then we got some more stuff to her. She's doing good now. She's stable. She's improving. She's still weak. She didn't go to the hospital. She didn't go and take the steroids and have problems with her lungs and then have to go on the ventilator and be dead. She started on a routine of what she had until she could get some more stuff. She had the oregano. She had the vitamin D. She had the power silver. She had vitamin D, power silver, and oregano. And, I think one other thing she had that she was rotating. I think she had some zinc. She didn't even have the quercetin. So I had to send the quercetin to her. But if I can't stress this enough. I just went through this situation. Literally, if she would not have had those products with her, there is a good chance, in my estimation, she would be dead right now. I promise you. Because then my cousin would have been forced in a situation where she's panicking. My doctor's telling her to do this. I don't have anything. What am I going to give her? What, blah, 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 the whole thing. Well, let's take it. She's got to go to the hospital. Her oxygen level's down. Blah, 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 blah. You know where this goes. We've seen this play out. She had it. She stuck to it. She had faith because I have got her on those heart drops. So she was already open to natural things and some of the things, because the heart drops had got her blood pressure back to normal for the first time in years. And she feels like she can breathe more. She's getting more oxygen. Probably those two things together, the fact that she was in a little better shape, her blood pressure was better, her heart drops had cleared out a little bit and given her more oxygen. All that together probably just saved her life for real. So I went through all this. You must have this stuff before the moment that you need it. Because there's no way I can get it to you, or you can get it in an instant when you need it. And you have to have the good stuff. You got to buy from the good guys. You say, well, I'll just pick up something at Walmart. Okay.
No.
All right, go ahead.
Don't work.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Okay. Strauss products all on sale. Of course, Wayne Elliott's going to be guest hosting. We have a great schedule this week. We got David Icke, I think, is coming tomorrow.
No. Are you kidding me?
No, he's coming back again. Yeah.
We love David.
Yeah, David Icke's going to be here. Gerald Salente's going to be here. Wayne Elliott's going to guest host. I can't remember the other day. Jane Orient's going to be here in a couple hours. Great week.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Power Hour. Ladies and gentlemen, we work hard here to get you to have this information. Please take advantage of it. Ask the Zanctum. With DHA, this is what Robert Redfern was just going on and on about. I think because it's such a weird name, this astaxanthin. It's like a vitamin E. It's like vitamin E on steroids, kind of.
That's what I heard.
That's kind of that's on sale. Nobody buys it because I guess vitamin E. They know vitamin E. You took it. You've been taking it.
Yeah, I've been taking it. It's got a really weird looking pill. It's pretty cool. I sort of like taking it.
You liked it?
Because it's like an alien pill or something.
It looked like the Matrix and Neo.
Yeah, yes.
Or Neo that take the red or blue pill.
It was sort of dark orange, you know. It's
really kind of a red pill.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Kind of a red pill.
Well, this is
translucent.
This is super powerful. Anything else you want to say about this pill? You're going on and on about this pill.
Take one.
Whole bottle. It's on sale. REM Sleep and Tranquil, of course, fantastic products. The kidney support, the heart drops, the prostate, the bladder support, the cardio support, Smooth Oregano, Cold Storm. The Strauss products are the most important.
Truly, truly amazing.
The most dynamic and important line that we sell.
If you get up three or four times in the night like I used to do, try that bladder support. Because
kidney. We started with the kidney.
Yeah, I started with the kidney,
and then you went
We did, because the bladder support wasn't available. So I started with the kidney because it had some of the same products that are in both of them. And I went from peeing three times a night to only peeing once.
Well, there you go. Straight from the horse's mouth right there, ladies and gentlemen.
There you go.
Did you think you were going to get a pee report this morning?
Yeah.
For Uncle Kevin. Well,
Your life. It really does change your life.
Isn't that what life comes down to? How many times, your quality of life? How many times did I pee last night?
And the worst part is when you gotta get up and go, and then you can't fall back to sleep.
Mary just told me, Mary meaning the, Mary Fanning, who we interviewed on Friday, just got a text from her. Trump is not sick. He will appear at the Alamo. Thank you.
Is that
well, we're gonna see if he's at the Alamo, then we'll know.
Let's see, got some kind of hidden message? The last stand or what? The Alamo.
It's not our last stand, no matter what. This is not America's last stand.
No.
Todd just said in my ear, Kevin's queuing on. He's deciphering. What's the date? What's the date? The 11th? Oh, 1-11, and it ends in a 1-20. Oh, it must be true.
It has to be true.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your support over the Power Mall. You're welcome for what we do. We are here because of you, because you buy from the good guys. We are here as much as we're going to be able to, and we're going to stay here because of you, because of your energy, your purchases, your donations.
Mm-hmm.
And so we work very hard. We care about you. Obviously, I hope that comes across. And these products, you need them. And we need your support.
Mm-hmm.
And you need us. So it's a 360 win here.
Yeah.
God bless you. ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. We're getting back to some callers. We got several callers online. We'll get to them quick. Charles in Oklahoma, you're live on the air. What's on your mind, Charles?
Yeah, I'm a longtime supporter of the Power Hour, and I would like to ask a couple of questions that no one has asked yet. And the number one is, what would happen, what kind of an uprising would they be if they announced on any national television show or anything that they was taking away all of the women's right to vote, they would be hell to pay, you know. Okay,
wow.
if they announced that they was going to take away all of the black people's right to vote, what kind of chaos would that be?
Wow.
Well, guess what? They have taken away every one of our rights to vote.
Yeah, absolutely.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely.
And why ain't every radio station in the world screaming this? I mean, if
because
we don't have
bought.
The right to vote some crook in or out, we've got dictatorship, right?
Charles, I'm listening. I'm sitting here listening. Preach, buddy. I mean, this is great. These are great points.
Well, why? Ain't, I mean, even the preachers standing up on the rooftop screaming this. This ain't about Biden. This is not about Trump. This is about us. It's about our sovereignty. It's about our Constitution, our Bill of Rights. It's about our freedom. And
bingo.
No one. I mean, I can't understand America right now. They're giving their, it's like they're giving their life away. You know?
Why do you think, I've had this same discussion, Charles. Why do you think that is? Why do you think America is being so timid? Because this is some of the, let me tell you quickly, the disinformation, why it's so dangerous, because we sit here and say, oh, there's going to be somebody coming in on a white horse. We almost sit back and think, oh, this is going to be solved. Don't worry about it. Maybe that's part of it. Why do you think America is so hesitant? Why are the preachers so hesitant?
Well, number one, the preachers are going to get their tax-free status taken away from them if they stand up and say too much. It's going to be, you know, there's too much wrong with this picture. When Julian Assange is in jail and Hillary Clinton's on the loose.
That is correct.
Another great point.
When Snowden can't come home for telling the truth. I mean, you know, it's like Satan. The Lord said, the truth will set you free. Well, it's like Satan is trying to prove that the Lord was a liar, you know, because he told the truth and he's in prison. It's crazy. This is all Bible prophecy coming true. And the people it reads will understand it, I think, if they pray for an understanding. But
Charles, what you just said, I have to stop you, Charles. What you just said, that's the most, one of the most profound things I've seen on or heard on this show. By anybody in a while. You just said the truth will set you free, and Satan is trying to make God a liar. So people tell the truth and they're not free. They're jailed. They're condemned.
Exactly.
That was powerful.
Excellent.
Wow.
Excellent.
Anything else you want to say, buddy? I got a couple other calls. Anything else?
I appreciate the Power Hour, and y'all, we're going to support you all we can, buddy. And y'all
well,
have a good
thank
one.
You. Thank you. God bless you, buddy. And right back at you. Wow, that was a call.
That's good. That was really good.
Wow. Thank you. And Chad, too. Thank you, Chad. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Charles. Anyway, let's go to Alan in Texas. Alan in Texas, you are live on the air. What's on your mind, young man?
Hey, yeah, I don't know. It's just, the world's just gone crazy, guys.
Today?
Come out, I guess, today, and he's comparing what went on in D.C. With the Nazis' attack on the Jews. You know, so everyone who went to D.C. and, you know, to have that peaceful protest, which we know kind of what happened, the infiltrators and everything. But I guess everyone that went there is now going to be classified as an anti-Semite. So you people going to the Alamo in Texas, watch out. And another thing, you were talking about the COVID restrictions. You know, I've got a friend who lives down in Panama. And right now down there, apparently, women can go out on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Men can be out on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, and then depending on what the last number is on your identification document, depicts what time of day you can go out on your allotted day.
My God.
So, you know, it's coming here. Who knows?
Well,
what do you...
Well, back in the 70s, they did that with the license plates to get the gas.
Yeah, you had to have a certain your last number. That's when you could go get the gas.
Yes.
Or what day you could get the gas.
What day you can go get the gas. Even or odd or something like that.
This was the talk, let's leave America. Let's go to Dominican Republic. Let's go to Panama. Let's go here. And I, you know, I've obviously looked, I looked at everything and I came to conclude there is no There's place no that's going to be better than America.
Nope.
And they can say, well, yeah. it's going to be a civil war. It's still better.
Still better.
It's
way still better. Better.
Yeah,
way
you
better.
You might get away from it for a short time. And actually, you know, the corruption down there, is more honest, if that makes any sense, because mm-hmm. it's kind of expected. You know, you can
straightforward, yeah.
can pay a little more dita, you know, slip them a 20 and they'll let you go on your way
yep.
and things like that. You know, it's a little bit more out in the open, so I guess it's people are more comfortable with it. I don't know.
Just ask,
it's
yeah,
part of doing business.
Just ask McAtee.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, kind of like a cost of doing. You write, you know, the drug companies write off, you know, $6 billion, you know, a lawsuit. In their business plan, you know, that's just a cost of doing business to them. So, yeah,
well, you know,
know,
you may be able to take some cash down there. And
it really confuses me, and my head hurts most of the time.
Well, don't. I'm sorry, buddy. I've had a hard time this week, and I have, and I think a lot of people, the calls I've gotten, they're all over the place, and I think, you know, if you listen to this information, how can you gotta find some peace somewhere? You have to, and you have to have some confidence somewhere, and. I really appreciate you, Alan. Any last thought?
I'm
any
on
other?
My ranch, and I've got my animals. At least they generally don't stab me in the back. So I'm more at home with nature more these days than I am with most of the people around me. So
it makes sense,
show, guys.
Well, we might be.
Hey, God bless you.
We might be visiting you.
Yeah. Text me your address.
We might.
We'll bring a gun. We'll
yeah,
bring
we'll
a gun.
Bring lots of guns.
Wow, and that's interesting about Panama.
Yeah.
I mean, this is crazy. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what I've been telling you about these sheriffs. And the thing that will, I mean, literally, what do you think it is that's going to stop, you know, some small account? I've been working with a county. I finally found a sheriff that's sympathetic that, you know, I think we can do something, some people around there. We've been working for the county to, have a proclamation about Second Amendment sanctuary to start, you know, doing some of these things. People are ready to hear this. The sheriff's already said, we're not enforcing any of this BS.
Yeah.
We're not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
We're not doing it. And then it's done. That's it. It's done.
It.
At
it's
least
done.
Right now,
yeah.
it's done. It's a mute point. It's over. Because you have one man that mm-hmm. you reached. One.
One lawful man.
One lawful constitutional man
yes.
that you reached, and he stood up.
Mm-hmm. And
it is done.
And all the people can stand behind him, and he can feel secure.
And he's secure
and, yes.
if he gets pressure.
And then the other counties will start doing that.
And that's an example.
Everybody on the other county is saying, why does everybody not have to wear masks in that county? We want to be like the guys that don't wear masks. What's the difference? Well, they got a constitutional sheriff.
I know for a fact that one of the states, I'm not going to say too much. I mean, maybe at some point I will. I don't want to cause undue attention. No, I don't want to cause undue attention at this point while we're trying to get off the or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
I know for a fact. At least as much as I can know anything, that the governor went to the sheriffs of the state and said, will you do this? Most of the sheriffs said, yes, we will, governor. A couple, three of them said, hell no. Hell to the no.
Yeah, exactly.
And those three, and that governor backed down.
Has to.
Because of those two, three sheriffs that said something. I know that for a fact. At least from good, reputable, this isn't like QAnon. This is, you know, as much as I can know anything, I know that. So when you say, well, what can you do? Well, a state in the union was just reversed because of three men. Three men just reversed the whole state in this mask lunacy.
Yeah.
Three men.
Mm-hmm.
And you talk about, well, let's get this together. Let's get that together. There is nothing as effective, nothing as quick, nothing as powerful as a constitutional sheriff. And that you will then stand behind and
yep.
the people stand behind.
You have to stand behind
him. It is
him.
Done.
Yeah. As long as he feels secure, he'll do anything.
It is done.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, let's go to our next caller. Dave in Pennsylvania. Dave in Pennsylvania. Good to talk to you. What's up, my friend? Is Dave there? Did we lose Dave?
Maybe he's ringing.
Good morning, Daniel.
Bell.
Good morning, Uncle Kevin.
There he is. Good
yeah,
morning.
Good morning.
So I just wanted to, a couple of quick things. Thank you so much for promoting the constitutional sheriffs. Really, that is such a critical part of our, of the basis of our, the foundation.
Wait, stop right there. Stop right there, Dave. I want you, did you hear me just tell a story about state? The governor went to all the sheriffs and basically two or three sheriffs basically shut the whole state down from that mandate. Did you hear me tell that?
Correct.
I don't know if you know that story or know have experience. I mean, back me up here if you know anything about it. That's exactly what happened. I know for a fact in one of the states of this union. Do you know anything about that? So you can back people up.
No, I didn't hear that particular story, but my personal experience is just me reaching out to our sheriff in our county in Pennsylvania and talking to him about that and just saying how important, first of all, getting on the same page with the sheriff, getting just to know who they are, and then to just say, hey, I'm seeing in the news where officers, law enforcement, is giving citations to people that are going to church or people that are somewhere and getting kicked out of businesses because they're not wearing a mask. And what are your thoughts on this? Where do you see this? Because as a citizen of yours, I'm concerned, a citizen of this county, that this is being this is happening to us. And right there, it almost starts a dialogue where they're very sympathetic and they're like, yeah, this is terrible and we're not going to enforce it. And that's exactly what our sheriff said. That they wouldn't uphold. And then I did the same thing with our chief of police. And again, even though I was with constitutional sheriffs and we've done programs, you know, really throughout the nation, it doesn't mean that, you know, as chief of police change or sheriffs change based on elections and stuff, it doesn't mean I was up to date with all of the people in the law enforcement in my particular neck of the woods until this whole pandemic, so-called pandemic, started, that I personally reached out to them. And it was just instantly that quick that they recognized the problem. And then they also responded and made these communications out to the whole public that we're not going to enforce these things.
The way you approached that was fantastic. You don't go to a sheriff and say, I want you to stop this mask enforcement. That's not the way to do it. How they've just said it is the perfect way to do it. Say, here's a story. And you can have three or four of them from these states. Here's what's going on in Britain. Here's what's going on here in America. The different counties are doing this. This is going on here. I'm a little concerned about this. This is violating our rights. This is violating the Constitution here. What do you think about this? That's all. That's it. That's how you approach it. I mean, back me up here, Dave. I mean, that is the perfect way to do it. Correct?
Absolutely. Because they don't view it as you're threatening. They actually, part of their training is just to read people, whether you're just over the phone, because when this all started, I wasn't able to personally go and meet them. That's what I wanted to do. But they said we can, you know, have a phone call or a conversation, because I started with an email to finally get a hold of someone. And then over the phone, you know, they're already reading dialect or your emotions, the tone of your voice. And when you're genuine, which this is a very serious concern, they're already going to pick up on that and then adapt to that situation. So when you come across not threatening, not argumentative, they're definitely much more likely to listen to your concern. And then that almost that sense of why they took that position kind of wells up in them to try to be, you know, to save the day, to help those that are not able to help themselves because of the situation they're in.
Wow, this is great. Peter in Florida, you're on hold. Just stay on hold. I will get your call, even though if we go to the break, just stay there, Peter. I want to finish with Dave. This is very important. You know, you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, and Dave, you can comment on this. Sheriffs get every wackadoo, crazy call that you could possibly imagine.
Yeah, absolutely.
About the, when are you going to take over the country? When are you going to arrest the president? When are you going to da da da? When are you da 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 da? They get every, and 99% of it, they just block out and they don't want to hear anything about it. So you have to approach these people and say, well, they're my servant. Yes, they are your servant, but they're also people and they also have a very difficult job.
Yes.
And they got to wade through so much buckets of horse manure just to get to somebody like you who's sincere and genuine that they got to kind of vet you a little bit. And they got to, their initial, I can probably promise you, probably with almost certainty, almost every sheriff, you come to them wanting somebody to do it, their initial stance is going to be to back away from you and be defensive initially.
I agree with that, Daniel, just because of the fact that there's a lot of pressure, political pressure, and from other agencies pressure that there should be that division because there's a lack of education and understanding of, you know, the position of a sheriff and how solely, you know, there's to answer to the people, and just that lack of information and that education is missing in our law enforcement, in our culture, and that's exactly why when Sheriff Matt goes and does these presentations, they're so critical, because it unites the people and the law enforcement. It puts them both on the same side instead of opposing each other.
Now, Dave, for people who don't know, Dave was a person from the Power Hour who was at, as at Washington, Chad said he was too, Washington, D.C. here the past week or so. And he reported on it. He was great at what he said. You've had, you know, almost a week now since that time. Do you have any different thoughts? We've got about a minute or so before the break. Is there anything else that ran through your mind from that experience?
Just looking back at all the data coming in now from the reports and how people it almost like how culture or media has turned all the people, even you know, Republicans or conservatives against this. And I just simply posted on social media that I was there and that, you know, for the majority of the people are being deceived by the media and that I stand with Donald John Trump, President Donald John Trump, which obviously is not popular. But what's frustrating and even like...
I think it is popular.
Yeah, I think it is popular, absolutely.
Go ahead quickly, the music. Go ahead, finish your thought, Dave.
Like InfoWars is saying, I think somehow they've been kind of compromised because I listened to Sunday Thing, and I think that they're either being told to just forget what the Constitution says and forget calling out these criminals for what they're doing. So I'm grateful for what you guys are doing, promoting the truth.
God bless you, Dave. Peter, stay there. We will get you. You're listening to the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.